We're in our third week now of our theme, which is right worship. Today we are hearing about the Ten Commandments in Exodus, and we hear John's version of the cleansing of the temple. We can learn something from these regarding the proper worship of God, I think. The cleansing of the temple reveals a side of Jesus that we don't often see. He expresses his anger in a physical way. All four of the Gospels recount the cleansing of the temple. The temple in Jerusalem was a sacred place, a place of worship. The Jews believed that it was the place where the very presence of God was at. And this magnificent structure had one purpose. It was the place where they gathered to encounter the Lord. They offered worship, which did entail prayers, of course, and sacrifice different animals for different purposes, different times of the year. So it wasn't unusual to see animals in the temple area. It wasn't unusual to see this sort of marketplace where people could come and purchase animals for sacrifice. But what stirred Jesus to action was that the focus had shifted. The temple officials, and maybe even the priestly families who had control of the temple, were using the temple as a means to their own end, to enrich themselves. They were using the temple not for its own purpose, for what it was made for, but rather for something that they were using as a way to, for their own purpose. The people who came on pilgrimage to offer worship were being subjected to this atmosphere and this environment that did not lend itself to worship, but rather distracted them and took away from what they were really supposed to be doing. We might ask ourselves, can this happen in a parish? Maybe. Probably not in the same way. The monetization of a holy site, a pilgrimage site, perhaps would be more likely than in a parish. But I think in the parish we do struggle sometimes with connecting with the right focus. And if we lose sight of what we're doing, what we're about in the church, we will miss what we are doing, and our behavior will follow our misunderstanding. Reverence is a very important aspect of offering right worship. In an age when we kind of see that there's a casualness, everything is relaxed, we can sometimes forget the importance of offering reverence and reverent worship to God. Our American church culture has sort of become more about fellowship, more about getting together, gathering as a community of friends, than about worshiping. If we look at different mega churches out there, if we look at how new churches are being designed, we can see that there's sort of a shift away from focusing on reverence and worship towards functionalism or more of a social gathering. Coffee bars are pretty common in churches today. We see movie theater style seating, a stage versus a sanctuary, a rock band versus a choir. A sort of casual approach to Christianity is, I would say, in vogue right now. And this appeals to many Catholics. It's something that, you can kind of get used to that. After all, who doesn't like getting together with friends and having good conversations and having a coffee or a tea or something of different, stronger version, perhaps? Good music, a nice atmosphere, friendly people. What's not to like, right? There's nothing wrong with any of this, except that it's not worship. In this scene I've described, the focus is socialization, not worship. Now, don't get me wrong, fellowship is a good thing. I would say it's a necessary thing in a Christian community. We need it. It is an important aspect of building our faith family. It should be something that we look forward to, getting together to see each other, sharing time with friends, seeing people we haven't seen in a while. These are good things. However, it needs to happen in the proper way, in the proper space and time. And when we cross the wires, our worship loses its potency, it loses its potential and focus. So reverence says something different is happening here. Reverence says something important is going on. It says something holy and unique is present. Now, what are some simple signs of reverence? As Catholics, we genuflect, we bow, we kneel, we gather for quiet prayer. Behaviors that are different than anywhere else in the world, if you think about it. tells us not only that something is different here, but that someone is different here. Someone is present. Reverence is a way of behaving as individuals and as a community that informs our worship, that helps us worship well. It reinforces our belief that God is present here. It reminds us and others that we are engaged in the act of worship, a space that's set apart and dedicated to the specific purpose of worship is necessary. So the church proper, which we're in right now, is the place where we come to encounter God. Jesus is here. He's in the tabernacle. And so this is a place where we should strive to have reverence. I'd invite you to read the message in the bulletin this weekend regarding what we can do to help ourselves remember that this space is reserved for worship. There's nowhere else like it in the world. No other place other than a church in our society has this potential to be a place of worship. Now, it's important to me that you receive this not as a rebuke, but as an invitation. I don't think we are currently being totally irreverent. I'm not saying that we are lacking true worship, but I think we can grow in a deeper awareness of what we are about, together as a community of believers, as individuals. We can grow in our reverence. And this will help us offer better and more fruitful worship. I want you to enjoy being in church. So I don't want this to be a killjoy. I don't want to be like a downer. But I think we can have both. A true fellowship, true time of fellowship, and that flows from our reverent worship, as well as a strengthened awareness and practice of reverence for the sacred space that we come to. And acts of devotedness, which we express bodily, mentally, and spiritually. It's something we necessarily need to create together as a parish family. It takes all of us to create that space of sacredness. And that's why it's critical that you experience this call to reverence, not as a scolding or a calling out of specific people or groups of people, but instead that it's a summons to become more cognizant and intentional that this is our most important part of our whole week. This is the most important act that we engage in this whole week. We are engaged in something quite different here. When we offer true worship and reverent worship, fellowship and true God-centered socialization should naturally flow from it. If we grow closer to the Lord, we necessarily will grow closer to each other. We'll grow closer to our brothers and sisters. We'll be more aware of them. If our awareness and practice of worship is more ordered to God, it will bring us all into a deeper union with each other as well. Now, the Jews had a culture of reverence in the temple. But over time, that reverence became more of a tradition rather than a true honoring of God's presence. This led them to forget what the real focus of the temple was. Jesus today reminds them of that, maybe in a little startling way. We too might need to be reminded from time to time what we are doing. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to flip any tables on you today. You don't have to worry about that. But do our bodily gestures in the church space reveal a true act of worship from the heart? Or are they merely a gesture which is disconnected from what we have inside of our hearts, a deeper meaning inside of our hearts? Do we have an intentionality in how we act in this space of worship? Or do we act in the same way as we might in a gym or an event center or a reception hall? There should be a clear distinction of how we act in this space, how we respond to the Lord's presence. Our behavior should point to the reality that something is different in this space. If a stranger walked in off the street and had never been in a church before, what would they see? What would they think? How would they observe what's happening? Would they know that something unique is happening here? How would they know? What would cue them to that? God shares with his people today the Ten Commandments, which are really about the Lord telling us how we can love and honor him. The commandments lay a foundation for how we relate to God and to one another in a godly way. The commandments were not merely meant to be practiced as an exterior practice, but they were meant to inform the interior, the disposition of the heart. How do I relate to the Lord? How do I relate to the people in my life? The commandments guide us in that. We might think of a husband and a wife who really truly love each other, but have lost perhaps the art of showing it and using their whole selves to express their love. In their manner of speech, in their manner of touch, through the thoughtfulness and awareness they have of the other, all of these reveal a sense of reverence for the spouse, or they can at least. Why? Why do we do this? So that we are reminded of the truth that they are the lover and this is the beloved. So their body language, their actions should point to a reality. This person and I have a unique and special relationship. There is something truly blessed here. In a very similar way, here in the church, we should get into the habit of revealing a unique and loving relationship with God. This is a special and privileged place where the presence of the Lord is with us. Can we be more intentional in showing due reverence to the Lord? Not because it's a rule, not because it's a requirement of Father Eli or the church, not because we want to show others how holy we are, but because we know that the Lord is present and we want to revere him and show him how much he's loved by us. Reverence in the space of the church is one way we can show the Lord we are aware of his presence. Reverence is a way to show due respect and honor to God in this place. We can do it in a very particular way, a way we can't anywhere else because God's physical presence is here. So I invite each of us to consider how we can reinforce our belief by striving to have a reverent and focused awareness that this space is truly set apart for worship.